Well, Hallie, last time we talked, obviously, like on the record, was in June when you won the Regina High School Girls Championship. And then I just kind of, I checked back and kind of listened to what your goals were for the year. And you talked about winning the juniors. Obviously, Ella, you know, she did that. But your main goal was to go to the Canada Games. You got to do that. Before we talk about that actual experience, how proud of you of yourself just for getting the opportunity?
Yeah, it was such a good opportunity. I was more excited to just, like, go there and experience it than even be able to just golf in it. The dorm life was really fun. It felt like you were in college. And, yeah, the golf was obviously amazing, too.
For sure it was. You start off 88, 89. I'm sure you probably didn't like that. But 76, 78 really got better in the final 2 days. Was that important to you?
Yeah, I definitely struggled the first 2 days, like, the worst I've played all year, but I think I was just, it was different, you know, being on a team. I think I got a little nervous about that, a little pressure, but the last 2 days I felt pretty relaxed and just felt chill and played a lot better. So that was really exciting that I played 2 rounds in the 70s.
For sure. What was your first 4-round event? Because, you know, you have just suspect you're planning on going to college or whatnot, and maybe a lot of the ladies are 54 down the south, but what was the, you know, the 72 holes like?
It was a lot because we played 2 practice rounds as well. So we had 6 days of golf and it was 36 degrees most of the days. So that was definitely very tiring, but it was cool having 4 rounds because you always knew that you had another day to improve.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and as we just said, you did that. Away from the golf, though, just seeing the photos from the team staff, reps and Steve's and all that, just the week itself. Talk about the experience.
It was honestly probably the best week of my life. Couldn't have asked for a better group to go. We all had so much fun together. Everyone got along the whole time, did a lot of team stuff, and having Steve there was really fun. He helped us on and off the course. So that was really good. Meeting new athletes from across Canada was also really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you might have met some people you'll be friends with forever. Is this the end of the golf season competitively for you?
I'm actually going to Warman this weekend. Okay. I'm the only one in my division, but Jeff said I should just go out there and play for me and practice just to get one last tournament in. So I'll be playing with the younger girls, but yeah, that's it for me until I head back to Florida.
Yeah, so correct me, graduated or going into grade 12?
I'm graduated.
Okay, so is college on the in the foreseeable future, or what's next after Florida?
I'm going to go to Florida for the fall and play in a few tournaments, and I'm thinking about signing in end of fall, beginning of winter, kind of. So that's going to wait till I get to Florida, though, to figure that out. And then, yeah, just stay down there for a bit and train until I go to college next year.
Perfect. Well, I can't wait for that announcement, Hallie. We're just so proud of how hard you worked and how well you represented us at the Niagara. And you had a great summer. It's great to see you, you know, work hard in Florida. And, yeah, like I said, next time we talk, it'll be when you sign that scholarship. How's that sound?
That sounds amazing.